With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you part one of a five-part series titled Animals Contribute to the Health of Our Planet, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
越南我们有一个传统，就是我们要对狗好，不然的话，我们死的时候会经过一条桥，然后如果我们善良的话，我们对狗好的话，它就不会叫起来一大声汪，因为如果它叫出来一声的话，你会吓了一跳，你会掉在坏的河里面，河里面都有那个鳄鱼呀。 蛇啊，什么一大堆的那种，意思说，差不多地狱了，然后你如果对一只狗好的话，你过去的那条脚，它会跟你打招呼，它会爱护你，让你过去平安到天堂为止，那个脚就是隔河天堂跟地狱嘛，意思是这样子的，我没有经过那边啦，不过，<笑>不过听起来很有道理哈。 我们古人说什么都会有道理的，我们古人何必骗我们呢？是吗？不管这个故事对不对了，我们看到弱小，当好人只要爱护就对了，因为我们爱护弱小，就是我们有那种英雄的心嘛，大红大亮的心，那这样子的话，我们做人已经够高贵了。 根本还不要说狗帮不帮我们忙，当然他帮我们忙啊，他把我们那个高贵的心理提出来，那个比钱财啊，地位都还要重要，是不是？所以爱护动物是应该的，哪个国家都有动物的，如果我们能帮忙什么地方？ 就尽量帮忙，如果不能收养的话，也可以送钱，或是出力帮助这些机构啦，狗的机构和动物的机构，帮助他们照顾狗，到他们能够得到收养，能够得到一个好的家庭。 在美国有一位 亿万富翁了，哎呀，不是亿万富翁而已了，亿亿亿亿万万万万富翁的，他本来是一个流浪汉嘛，然后后来有一只狗来跟他做朋友了，住一回以后就每天爱他了，好像有给他一种鼓励性这样子，然后他就想通了，他就变成一个很成功的外商人。 后来他就变成亿亿万万富翁了，在San Francisco 啊，这个是真的故事，我没编出来。 大家可以查查看。然后所以他后来他死了以前啊，有写遗嘱啊，写出来说全部他的财产呢贡献给狗的。所以他有盖一个很大的房子嘛，有一个狗中心哈，哪一只狗都可收养的很舒服的，每一只狗都有房子啊，房子又有窗户，那可以看出来的，有 garden， 有园里可以天天跑步，有人可以照顾，嗯，他们狗啊在那边滑得很舒服啊，如果有人来收养就好，没有人收养的话也可以在那边滑的整个辈子啊，到那个回居天堂为止。喂狗一定居天堂的，如果我们帮助狗的话，我们也跟他联合，然后也一定可以上天。如果我们有一只狗好好对待它，它会让我们心灵会有提醒出来，然后我们也会跟别的动物沟通呢。我们从狗开始了啊，然后就会变更聪明的人，更有灵性的人，然后可以跟别的动物都会沟通了，爱心会发达出来，我们人啊真的会变改啊，360度的啊，这个是我大音。不用跟师傅学没关系，跟狗学也好。他会叫啊，他会默默教育我们。
Due to the grace of God, most of humans' level has been raised to a high level. How about other species of the planet? Good animals like horse and primitive animals like tiger, will we continue to have vicious animals on the planet if the planet has been saved?
The animals with good NQ or developed more NQ are already on high levels anyway. And of course they would be also...elevated to higher realms if they prove to be good while living in this world. If they're good to service to mankind or to their own kind anyway. Even the tigers, if their behaviors are good according to their situation, yes, they can also be elevated to a higher level. And if the planet is saved, we will still have them, the so-called vicious animal, but they will also change with time.They will change in their characters for the better. If not, there will be a natural elimination.
あの、例えばですね、近い将来、おそらく新型インフルエンザでですね、世界中鳥が食べられなくなりますよね。で、パンデミックはもう目の前です。でこれはあの誰も騒いでませんけども、分かってる人もこの地球温暖化と同じように騒いでるわけですね。でそうすると、まあ、例えば鶏肉はそろそろ食えなくなるぞと、そういうふうな同じようなシナリオがですね、他のものにも僕は起こってくるんじゃないかということを考えてるんですけど、どのようにお考えですか？
WellDoctor, it has already begun many places on the planet about the bird flu. And now we have mad cow disease, blue tongue disease, etc. And so many millions, tons of beef have been recalled in many different countries. And beef temporarily has been banned in several countries in Europe as well as Asia. Yes.So you are right in this matter. And the animals do really sacrifice their well-being to warn us. But I do hope that humans heed their warning and change the way of life. That we have to change to live a noble way of life as befitting a human being. Human being is the crown of the creation. We have to live accordingly.We have to live in dignity and responsibility to ourselves, our family members, our nation, and all the co-inhabitants on the planet. But I do hope that people wake up soon and the animal do not have to suffer so much. But this is a warning that humans should forsake the bad habit of meat eating. It is very clear. I don't understand why people do not see it yet, but I hope they will see it soon, Doctor. Thank you for bringing it up.
Thank you very much.
Tuetasimashite.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow dye. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adelila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Thank you, Supreme Master. Supreme Master, this month in August in Ireland, there was a salmonella scare. And there was a nationwide recall of meat products from one of the country's biggest sandwich chains. In fact, these recalls seem to be becoming more and more frequent. We read about them almost every day. Somewhere in the world, meat is being recalled due to E. coli or salmonella poisoning or some other disease. It seems that if we eat meat, it's not only affecting the environment, but we're actually taking risks with our own health. Why do you feel that we're seeing more and more of these recalls?
Well, madam, clearly it is a warning sign, huh? As heaven's last resource. to sound an alarming bell, we must listen. And now, the animals, they are also trying to help waking up human race by sacrificing their lives. Anyone who can communicate with the animals by telepathy would confirm my view on this. Now please, if anyone is listening, we must stop all act of harming and killing, hurting humans or other species. Stop damaging the environment and live simple life, as simple as possible, according to our resources. More in tune with nature. Live and let all live so that our lives may be spared and blessed with happiness. Thank you.
Thank you. Supreme Master, actually, we have had actually a number of animal communicators on our show, and they have said the very same thing.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you so much. Please thank them for me.
I will, of course.
Con kính chào sư phụ.
Chào ngài.
Trước hết cho con
chào giáo sư.
Cảm ơn sư phụ đã cho phép đặt câu hỏi sau đây.
Không có chi đâu ngài.
Sau khi tác phẩm Những chú chim trong đời tôi, nguyên bản tiếng Anh và bản dịch tiếng Trung Hoa, tiếng Đại Hàn đã trở thành những quyển sách bán chạy nhất thế giới năm 2007, thì những chú chim của sư phụ đã phản ứng ra sao trước sự kiện trọng đại này? Và khi đó thì những chú chim đã tâm sự và gửi gắm tới sư phụ những thông điệp quan trọng gì? Xin sư phụ khai thị.
Thì dĩ nhiên là họ chúc mừng sư phụ. Họ cũng rất hãnh diện được đóng góp một phần nào vào sự tồn vong của nhân loại và của địa cầu. Vì họ cũng hy vọng rằng nếu mà loài người thương yêu chim thì sẽ thương yêu những loài vật khác, và từ đó sẽ ngừng đi sự sát sanh, ngừng đi sự hãm hại loài người cũng như loài vật, để mà sống chung hòa bình với nhau. Thì từ những loài chim ta có thể hiểu thêm những loài vật khác, và sẽ ngừng những cái việc tàn sát, thì tạo phúc đức cho thế gian. Tôi cũng cảm ơn những chú chim đã cho phép tôi đem những cái tâm tình rất là riêng tư mà để phổ biến cho toàn cõi nhân loại. Phần lớn là để đóng góp vào công tác cứu vãn địa cầu mà thôi. Cho nên những vị chim đó rất là hài lòng, rất là đồng ý. Và họ cũng rất hãnh diện đã giúp con trong việc này. Vậy thôi. Thì thường thường, những vị chim họ tâm linh họ cao, họ không có nói chuyện nhiều như mình. Họ chỉ dùng thần giao cách cảm và hiểu được với nhau thôi. Dù nhiều khi chỉ trong một phút giây thôi là cái sự thấu hiểu rất là nhiều. Còn nhiều khi con người chúng ta nói chuyện rất là lâu dài mà cái sự thấu hiểu không có được sâu đậm. Thì nói chung là họ rất mừng và hãnh diện vậy. Và họ hy vọng loài người sẽ thức tỉnh.
Cảm ơn
giáo sư.
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part 5 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion titled Animals Contribute to the Health of Our Planet. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News. Wishing you much love and peace under Heaven's grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BND.